Minnesota Reads on KUMD is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This morning, we welcome Roberta Walburn to our airwaves. She has written a book called Miles Lord, The Maverick Judge Who Brought Corporate America to Justice. Roberta, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me on the air.
Can you talk a little bit? It's the judge died last year at 97, and I'm ridiculous to think that you can sum up his life and career in just a few moments. But can you give people some context if they're not familiar with Judge Lord's career and what made him such a trailblazer and such a one-of-his-kind jurist?
Sure. What really made Miles Lord was his upbringing on the Iron Range. He grew up in a very poor family in Crosby, Ironton, and from a very young age vowed that he would fight for the little guy. And he took that philosophy with him throughout his career, including almost 20 years that he served as a U.S. federal judge in Minnesota. He believed that the legal system, left to its own devices, skewed towards the rich and powerful, and he vowed that he would fight to balance the scales of justice for regular folks.
There are so many cases, instances of, in particular, corporate malfeasance. You were actually his law clerk during the time that the Dalkon Shield litigation was going on in the early 80s. And he was a champion for the underdog and a champion for making corporate America come to heel to an extent. We look at cases like Enron, we look at Wells Fargo, we look at some of these things now. Do you think that the judge could come to power or have the same effect if he were an up-and-coming young judge at this point in our history?
That's a great question, because as you say, in a case like the Dalkon Shield IUD litigation, that was a case where tens of thousands of women had been injured by a birth control device, and the litigation had been going on for 11 years in front of other judges. And when it came to Judge Lord, which, as you say, happened during my clerkship, in 90 days he blew the case out of the water. And in terms of what would it be like today, I think if Judge Lord were on the bench today, you'd be reading about him in the headlines every single day. He would sure be active and in there, really fighting it out. And he grew up as a street fighter in Crosby, Ironton, and he took that fighter mentality onto the bench. But the other part of your question really goes to whether he could ever be appointed a federal judge today. And I think that would be highly doubtful, given that his philosophy of fighting for the underdog was so well known before he was appointed to the bench.
Do you think that the unlikelihood of his being able to be appointed in this day and age, I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist, I guess. Maybe I'm getting really cynical, and maybe if you push a cynic far enough, they become a conspiracy theorist. Does it have to do with, I wonder if it's because that there is such an imbalance in terms of wealth and power, and wealth and power have such far-reaching tentacles everywhere, that perhaps the corporate environment wouldn't stand for a judge like that?
I think that's definitely part of it. I mean, Miles and most people back in the day when he was on the bench tended to call him Miles and not Judge Lord. He just seemed like someone you could relate to so much. And yeah, Miles certainly had his enemies in corporate America, and they certainly are powerful today. So that's an excellent point.
Do you find yourself, as you watch the world unfold in this day and age, do you find yourself wanting to go to the phone and call him and say, what do you think about?
Yeah, I often, it brings a smile to my face to think about what he would be doing faced with some of the issues that we're facing today. As I said, you'd certainly be hearing from him, and I think he would be making his mark. I mean, once once a federal judge is appointed, of course, that's a lifetime appointment, and he or she has tremendous, tremendous powers.
What, given as we just talked about, the unlikelihood in the current climate that a judge like Miles Lord could be appointed, what effect does that have on his legacy?
Well, I think it makes his legacy all the more important to remember what was and what still might be. I mean, just because someone like Miles could not most likely get appointed today doesn't mean in the future we can't aspire to have judges like him. So I think, you know, as I say, you need to learn from history. And I think the lessons that Miles taught in the life that he lived resonate so powerfully in today's world.
More judges from Crosby Ironton. That's perhaps what we need.
Exactly. That's the lesson.
Roberta, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. Really, really great to have you on the line with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. And can I just quickly mention that I'll be up in Duluth at the Zenith Bookstore on November 4th.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks again.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Roberta Walburn, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. Her book is called Miles Lord, the Maverick Judge Who Brought Corporate America to Justice. And Roberta Walburn was his law clerk during Dow Conshield litigation in the early 80s. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.